character and come back in that game and make it a game and continue to battle through that 60. You know, it's definitely disappointing losing though. We had that game, we had points, especially in it, and when they're so valuable, you know, coming the rest of the year, that's going to be a key factor.
The power play was heavy, so we got guys back in.
Yeah, huge 5-on-3, absolutely. Van is beautiful tip, you know, right in his office, I guess you can say. And you know, I like the determination of the guys to come back and battle and you know, continue to push. But at the end of it all, we'd be a lot happier right now with the 2 points that we deserve to be walking away. For sure. I mean, sure, the cameras can't see the contusion on his body, but the block shot he had, sacrificing himself, is probably speaks for itself. On the rest of his game was phenomenal. He's getting shots through, creating chances. You know, those are the big things that we need from him, and he was very solid.
Were you guys as a whole getting under their skin?
Get under their skin?
Were you getting under their skin tonight?
I don't know. We tried to draw penalties and work. Obviously, if it leads to maybe some undiscipline on their side, then so be it. You know, our power play's got to do the job, though, every single time we're out there.
You're able to get Coons to take the tag work kind of late in the third, not cashing on the power play. How vital was that whole sequence?
That's huge. That puts the game away, for sure, and or gives us a chance to put it away. And we know we need to continue to get better and be better. And there's a game right there, for instance, that we should have, you know, worked our way back, odd scratched, and left here with some points for sure. And you know, it's disappointing when we're walking out of it empty-handed.
What was your reaction on the save Miller had on the one timer by Neil Fumo?
You know, that's what, you know, Ryan does. We have a first-class goalie here. You know, you're going to see some phenomenal saves. I can think of a few already offhand. You know, right away that he's done big saves like that and give us a chance. And when Ryan's giving us a chance every night, we need to find a way to win games for him.
Steve, does that irk you guys anymore? Because you clawed your way back into it. It was minute and a half in. You're down 2-0. You actually got ahead. I mean, so you did put all that work in to get back into it, and then you wind up getting nothing. I mean, that probably has to irk you more than anything, that work now goes for naught.
I don't think it goes for naught. We worked our ass off for a reason out there, and to you know, showed a lot of character in that game. He could have folded a tent in a minute and a half, and every single guy in here could have mailed it out and said, okay, let's start next game. But we didn't. We fought. Guys played extremely well. A lot of guys in here had some pretty solid games. We have, you know, corrective mistakes that obviously we're going to fix. And you know what? It's disappointing in the end that we didn't, you know, scratch and claw and deserve the earning points that we, you know, probably deserved out of it all.
Is it more difficult to shake these types of losses compared to some of the others?
No, because I think you can take more positives than negatives out of this game. I don't care all the naysayers in here or everybody's looking for excuses or disappointment. Yeah, it's easy to run off negativity. Negativity gets thrown out the window in a game like this. Obviously, we're disappointed that we didn't win or collect points. But you know what? To show the character I thought of this group, to continue to battle back, save face in this organization, and give us a chance to win tonight, that's what it's all about.
Being in front of the net on your goal, were you just saying that it was going to throw a puck there, coming in down the right wing?
Yeah, you know what? It's got great middle lane drive, I think, by Jokin, and you know, we practice a lot of that stuff. Obviously, there's some solid luck when it comes off a pad or a stick or a shin pad, and it comes right on your tape. But all in all, we want to funnel pucks to it. We want to have drive and create chances like that around the net.
Do you have any idea why these turnovers keep happening? And they're very costly, and it still seems like there are a lot of turnovers this team making, especially in your own end of the rink.
Yeah, blue lines are key. You know, you're absolutely right. You know, we know individually, you know, if we make a mistake, we got to be better. We hold each other accountable in this dressing room, and that's the big factor here, is we're holding each other accountable for mistakes. It can't happen. It's got to clean up, and every single game I thought we've continued to get better at it, but it's still not 100% clean yet, and once it is, we're going to be a really competitive team.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.